Get the shade. How's it feeling in there, Adam?
That's good.
Everybody ready?
Yeah, about as ready as we're going to be. A couple more practices and get it rolling.
What's your definition of playoff hockey? Everybody kind of has a little different idea of what it means and what happens to guys' mentality or whatever. What does it mean to you?
Obviously, I think the pace and the stakes of the game ramp up. And personally, it becomes everything's on the line every night. You never know what moment's going to win or change a series. And I think it's everything you got every shift, every night.
It's been 3 years since you were with Utica. You had that incredible run.
Yeah.
What was that like? Obviously, you would like to replicate that here, but what was that like?
Yeah. It was fun. You get to go that far. It obviously didn't end up on the right side of it. But the whole process, and we played a couple, I think we played a game 5 in the first round and a game 7 in the conference finals. So it was definitely fun to play those big games and come out on the right side of them. But, it's also helpful with a team of younger players. And, it's not just me. We got other guys that have played in some big playoff games. So I think it will help our team down the line.
Is there a tendency to try to do too much sometimes in the playoffs rather than letting the game come to you?
No, I don't think. I actually think it's a lot easier not to do too much. You don't have the time and space. And, in the back of your mind that every play you make is, important and has a meaning to the outcome of the series. So, I think it's a lot easier to be simple and be hard rather than, try and do too much.
How are you feeling as a defenseman going into the first round against a really good offensive team?
Yeah, I think we know what we need to do. Manage the puck, manage the game, have a good gap, and try and take away their rush. Offense, they're very good off the rush. So I think if we can manage the puck and keep it in their end for a little bit and stall their rushes, we should be fine.
Puri, Polkanen, they've got some stars out there. Is there a certain line or a certain guy or group of guys that needs to be slowed, or are they just deep like you? You just gotta.
Yeah, I think they're very deep. It's gonna be an interesting series for sure. We're a deep team, and so are they. And you'll probably see a goal scored by somebody you don't imagine that might have an impact on the series, or third or fourth line guy, or maybe a guy gets an extra shift here and there. Matchup wise, and you never know, but I think as far as their roster goes, I don't know if you need to slow down one or two guys. Again, they're deep, and I think it's as a whole, like I said, managing the puck, managing the game, slow them down off the rush and try and wear them down.
What was it like for you this season to come back to Rockford and be one of the driving forces the last few weeks of the year to get them to this point?
Yeah, it's fun. Obviously, like to be a big part of it, and I think making that final little push to get into the playoffs, and I think we had a pretty good record down the stretch there. Once we got some guys coming in, and some guys down from Chicago, I thought our team kind of really solidified itself, and now we got a couple more guys back, so all in all, I think it should be pretty good.
What's the mix of the locker room like with first-year players and guys that have been around for a little while?
Yeah, I think it's turning into a really, really good mix. The first-year guys are kind of at that point where it's over of being the so-called rookie. So I think they're kind of maturing, and the older guys have obviously been here and played in the playoffs and played big games. So, we'll try and lead as best we can by example and pull the younger guys along. All good?
All right,
see you guys.